It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
You're still giggling about that, Sarah?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, thanks for organising that sting.
Thank you, Jules.
Thanks, Jules.
All right, Dr. Maria Walls.
Look, you're here for one second. You break the bloody studio.
There we go. I was just trying to do like, you know, like just hold the microphone and do some solid gold dancing.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
All right. How are we this morning?
Not too bad. How are you, Mikey?
Wonderful world of discs that go into the DVD player that plays movies. That's what we're talking about today.
What?
And
sorry.
I was confused. That's what you're doing. Yeah.
That's right.
The DVD review. What have we got for us? What sort of something Halloween-y? Are you on there?
Wouldn't that be good?
That would have been good timing. That's what we're doing now.
Well, we could actually probably move on to Chile, which actually kind of relates to Rob's earlier rants about South America.
Sure. So, rants, you call them.
Rants, yep. So this geezer is called Neruda, and he's probably the most famous Chilean poet.
I love communist. I love Pablo Neruda.
Yeah. So this
tell
is a film
what,
about
wanna,
him.
Tell you what, you want to read a little love song?
Well, yeah, I was actually wondering if, you know, and this
I'm
is...
a little bit of a sucker for Neruda, actually, to be honest.
He's pretty great, isn't he?
I've got a couple of Neruda books.
We have a friend who has Neruda tattooed on his person.
Do we? Who?
Ollie.
Has he?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
He's got a line from a Neruda poem coming up the inside of his arm.
I didn't know that.
At least you said arm. That's good.
I love Pablo Neruda.
Yes,
I love him.
And of course he stole his...
I need to go back and read a little bit more of that.
There's plenty to read, and it's really good. It's nice and cutting and quite concise and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful poems. He stole his name, Neruda, the surname, from the Czech poet Jan Neruda.
Did he?
Know that? Yeah.
Just helped himself.
He's helped himself to it. His real name is Basso Alto, his real surname.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Pablo Neruda was the pen name, of course, of Ricardo Basso Alto. And he was a poet who became very passionate, not only about love and things, but also about politics. And because of that, he got rather offside with a lot of the Chilean officials.
And this is as he was getting more and more well known as well, isn't it? So it's sort of a... They were very wary about the way they treated him.
They're extremely wary. Yeah. This is post World War II, and of course, you know, the Spanish Wars and things like that. And so this film is all about him being chased by the police.
Yeah,
which is quite a funny setup, really, a poet being chased by the police. And it's the way that this film is put together is just delightful. It's by Chilean director Pablo Larraín, and he did Jackie, which you might be aware of.
Which is Natalie Portman as Lady Kennedy.
Correct, yes.
Oh, did he? Wow, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie. The way he treats Neruda, this film, though, is really surreal, and so it goes from making sense to not really making much sense, which is delightful because it relates, of course, to his poetry.
Yeah.
It's all basked in amber, so you can't really tell whether it's, you know, fantasy or
It reminded
reality.
Me of reading Tintin.
Beautiful,
It reminded
yes,
me of reading
yes.
Tintin because the...
The strips and the...
Neruda, you know, he's saying, you've got to be on the side of the workers, but he's in a brothel surrounded by beautiful women eating caviar. And then you've got this kind of... hilarious comic cop chasing after him who is more in love with the chase than the idea of actually doing his job. And so it's quite farcical and weird kind of Keystone Cops thing going on.
That's beautifully put, Sarah. I think that's a great review.
Guys.
Yeah, and that pretty much summarises the film. So we do get to see a lot of the insides of brothels and nightclubs, and it's all quite salacious in lots of ways.
Pablo Neruda is awesome.
He's awesome. So, of course, some of his poetry gets really surreal too.
Yeah, so it's very, very political, some of it too. Some of it is brutally political, some of it.
Absolutely, because, you know, he's very disenchanted, but in a really passionate way.
There's not many parts I can actually comment on as thoroughly as I have been so far.
What about a little bit of an excerpt from one of his poems?
Wait, can I just bust one out, you think?
Go on, yeah.
No, hell no. Hell
would
no.
you like me to?
Yes, please.
Yet it would be delicious to frighten a notoriety with a cut lily, or to do a nun to death with a box on the ear. it would be fine to go through the streets with a green knife, yelling out yells until I died of cold.
Cool, eh?
Yelling out yells.
Cool, yelling out yells until I died of cold.
That's
with
wonderful.
A green knife. Yeah! Yeah!
I just
I'm
like the idea of frightening a notoriety with a cut lily. It's quite
that,
threatening. Yeah.
I mean, a cut lily. I mean,
a cut lily.
It's like a shank, isn't it? A shiv, or what do you call it? What do you call it?
A cut lily.
A shiv. A floral botanical shiv. Yeah. Yeah.
So the authorities. You there in the authorities.
In some ways, that's quite a nice symbol for how Neruda was. You know, like that idea that he took a cut lily to the authorities. You know, you're not really going to get hurt, but it's very poetic.
Well, this is the thing, too.
Designed
it's
designed to be
that, you know, they're causing all this kerfuff about chasing a poet. You know, so they,
this is it.
Yeah, people going, what about people, murderers and stuff? And they're like, ah, oh, but he's more dangerous. Is he?
But it's kind of true in some ways. You know, I think that.
Oh, yes, no, they were right.
You're passionate. Passionate fans, right?
Yeah, and culture makers are actually, you know, what caused revolutions.
That's true.
So, you know, the Keystone Cop was absolutely right to be chasing him. But I love your description, Sarah. It's like he's so much enchanted with the chase itself that the capture is almost irrelevant.
And he's romanticised it as well. It's Gael Garcia Bernal, yeah?
Yes, it
the,
is.
The cop.
Yep. I didn't want to pronounce that. Thank you for...
Oh, I probably mangled that incredibly. But, yeah, he's very silly. Very,
silly.
Very wonderfully oh. silly.
As authorities tend to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of that, dare you say that about
that
the police
rich
in
vein
New Zealand.
Of the Inspector Clouseau or.
Nice comparison. Yes. Well, nice comparisons. Tintin and Clouseau.
Must be hard being a European chief of police or something like that and not being compared to them, you know?
If you're slightly less than
any
live
sort of a
and
duffer,
bumbling.
Any sort of a duffer.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
duffer.
And then
don't grow a moustache would be the first thing.
Yeah, well, you can't help that. You're a policeman, so it's part of it.
Yeah, it just sort of sprouts as soon as you join. Yeah, that can happen too. So, this is a really nice mix of biopic with film noir.
It's quite different, isn't it? Over here in New Zealand, they'll put a constabulary, you know?
Do you think it's the uniforms? Because they're quite tight-fitting in awkward places.
Have you seen this poet? He's been writing poems now for over 12 months. Police would like to talk to him about blah, 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 blah. This is case number 3.
Crime Watch featuring poets.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't
somebody,
tack him on
have
your
you
own.
Seen this man?
Don't well, tack him on your own because he's got a flower.
Yeah. He may have a lily that he's cut himself, but a pen which he's writing down... His thoughts. His thoughts.
Somebody just texted in saying, obviously not Mike Hosking's favourite poet. I don't know. Do you think
Mike Hosking?
Mike Hosking has to have a favourite poet.
Mike Hosking's favourite poet is.
But he'll definitely have one because he would have run through all those like Canvas magazine, who are your favourite questions in his head. Betcha. Betcha he's got one.
I'm not sure that Neruda writes about Lamborghinis.
Darkness, Africa, Bimbala.
Or vacuum cleaners.
I would really love that if that were the case.
Yeah, so would I.
Boss Def. Chuck D.
Mike Hosking's favourite poets.
Chuck D.
Yeah.
The rhyme animal.
Now, this was Neruda was in the. Was it last film festival or was the film festival before?
Yeah, it's from 2016, this film. So it hit the Academy this season, so February 2017.
Cool.
Yeah. Great film. It's had rave reviews too. Well worth watching, especially if you're into Neruda, communism, South America.
That's crazy. Different. That's a whole different gig
surrealism.
Over there. That's very something we don't. We've you know, there's a passion for the arts that they've tried to protect so much. You know, and those countries. I think.
But even
really
if you're
over
not,
here.
Even if you're not au fait with those kind of areas and things, is it still an enjoyable film? Do you think it could?
Delightful, just delightful. I mean, who doesn't want to watch a film completely, you know, coated in amber? It's like it's delicious. It's like
amber,
know,
and brothels.
Amber and brothels.
And starring the award-winner Gael Garcia Bernal from Mozart and the Jungle and the Motorcycle Diaries. He says, "Well,
thank
fantastic."
You.
So it's called Neruda, and do you know what we've got as a copy of it to give away?
Yeah.
Simply tell us the first name of this poet, Mr. Neruda. We've been talking
Neruda.
About Mr. Neruda's first name. It's also the first name of the director of the movie. So if you can give us a call now on 309-3879, you can win a copy. Simple as that. Good morning.
Pablo.
Pablo, spell it for us. Spell it for us.
First off.
P-A-B-L-O.
There you go. Lovely. What's your name?
David.
David. All right, David, congratulations. That's yours.
Thank you.
A copy of Neruda for you.
And
that was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
24 minutes past 8 o'clock on BFM Breakfast.